Welcome to the Private Practice with Soul podcast. My name is Dr. Brooklyn Storm, and I help private practice owners align their business back with their soul's calling, with their big vision, and with their soul's purpose. Unlike other private practice coaches, I've traveled the world in search of spiritual resources, spiritual tools, education, and information so that you can have the transformation that your soul desires and needs, so that you can up-level your business. How much fun is this? I love it so much. Guys, if you're not already a member of the Private Practice Monthly Mentorship Group, please check out the show notes. I would love for you to be there. In the meantime, thank you so much for pushing play today. Let's begin. Good morning, everybody. Happy Saturday, and welcome to another episode of the Private Practice with Soul podcast. Let me welcome all of the new subscribers. I hope that you love it here. You've joined at, well, I think this is going to be an interesting podcast. It's going to be highly controversial. So I don't know. We'll see if you like it or not. And of course, welcome to all of the loyal listeners. Thank you so much, everybody, for pushing play on another episode. I love you so much. So yes, as I've alluded to, today's episode is possibly going to be controversial, but you know me, I try to live my values and live in alignment with those, and sometimes that ruffles feathers, but I had my feathers ruffled earlier this week, and you're going to hear about what happened. But I think this is a topic that's been largely untouched in our professional community, and I guess today I just felt called to be able to share information with you about it, because it's something that's affecting all of us right now. The other reason that I've recorded this podcast is because I really want counselors to be aware that you have opportunities to help clients, whereas your mental health counterpart professionals, I'm speaking about psychologists, for example, do not. So what am I talking about? Okay, the first thing to understand is that counselors are in what we call a self-regulated industry. This means we can largely look after ourselves. We have so many bodies that refer to themselves as peak bodies. We have not only ACA and PACFA, but there's also AHHCA and, you know, so many others. But it's not like that for other allied health and medical professionals. In fact, they are not self-regulated. They are regulated by the Australian Health Regulation, Australian Health Practitioners Regulation Authority. And so who is covered by that when they're working? Well, I'll tell you, I've got the website is up now, so I'll just read it off for you. So that's any practitioner who identifies as an Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander health practitioner, Chinese medicine practitioner, a chiropractor, your dentist, your doctor, a radiation practitioner, a midwife, your nurse, your OT, your optometrist, osteopath, paramedics, pharmacists, physios, podiatrists, and psychologists, right? Got that? So a lot of health professionals there, okay? All right. Now, the reason that it's important for you to know this is because it's relevant to what we're talking about today. APRA, so that's the name for the Australian Health Practitioners Regulation Agency, APRA governs the registration of all those professions. And they have issued a mandate. You can see on their website, and I've included a link to it in the show notes for anyone who's interested. It's a mandate and a position statement that demands that all registered health practitioners with them, that's your doctor, psychologist, nurse, OT, psychiatrist, everybody, actively promote the COVID-19 vaccination and actively withhold any information that may otherwise deter a client not to be vaccinated. Just let that sink in for a moment. So what's happening here is we have people that are in a position of implied power, authority, and trust, people we turn to when we need guidance, actively and knowingly withholding relevant information from clients regarding their vaccination suitability so that those practitioners comply with their regulations under ARPRA. Because if they do not comply with the ARPRA mandate, guess what? They may be investigated. They may lose their registration, which is their license to practice, so have their careers taken away from them, and or they may be prosecuted. It's safe to assume, therefore, that the public and perhaps a minority of the ARPRA registered practitioners are unaware of this current guideline, and we'll talk more about that later. I'm also going to assume, however, that the majority of ARPRA practitioners are aware of the guideline. Why? Because it is their responsibility to abide by them as part of maintaining their registration to practice. I'll say that again. It's part of their responsibility to abide by them as part of their registration. I'm also assuming that these practitioners are actively promoting medical interventions while at the same time withholding evidence-based scientific information that a client may require in order for that client to make a fully informed decision and provide informed consent to having a vaccination. I'm also going to assume that counsellors are largely unaware that, for the sake of this podcast, we're going to speak to psychologists and doctors, that their psychologist counterparts are restricted from being honest, genuine, transparent, and all those other things with clients. And hence, counsellors do not see the value of their position in the helping professions right now. And that's what this podcast is about. I believe this to be true because I also imagine counsellors are not familiar with the ARPRA guidelines that are governing doctors, dentists, nurses, OTs, and psychologists right now, because why would they be? You don't need to be familiar with them. You only need to be familiar with your PACFA, AHHCA, you know, ACA guidelines, whatever community group, it's counselling group you're with. Second, I know that as counsellors, many of you operate under various codes of practice and ethical standards, and at the moment, those codes of practice and ethical standards do not demand that you withhold information from clients or you risk prosecution. When it comes to disclosure with our clients, it's not always the case that doctors, nurses, and counsellors share their personal beliefs about medical treatment. In fact, we must remain from that. Some people may say that as counsellors, our role is not to promote medical treatment, but to remain where we can, the impartial observer that holds space to support our clients in making choices that are right for them, irrespective of our own personal beliefs. It's very interesting, don't you think? And let's imagine for a moment, I wonder what would happen where a client sees a psychologist because they are hesitant about the vaccination. And that psychologist is mandated only to encourage them to be jabbed, only to promote the vaccination. I wonder what that would feel like for the client. Would that client feel judged or not judged? Shame or no shame? I wonder what would be going on. And now let's look at it another way. Let's imagine that the same vaccination hesitant client goes to a counsellor for help with this dilemma that they're experiencing. What do you think the counsellor could say or do? I imagine that the counsellor would probably support them in exploring the hesitancy around vaccinations and apply counselling tools, models, frameworks and processes that would support the client in making a choice that felt aligned with his or her values and medical background. How do you think that would feel for the client? How do you think that experience would be for the client? Completely different, isn't it? So let me ask you now, I'm going to ask you 5 simple questions. I want you to join in and answer them. The first question, as a result of ARPRA requiring psychologists to push a vaccination and mask wearing, what do you think has now become available to counsellors as a result of counsellors not being under the same restrictions that psychologists are. What do you think has become available for counsellors? What can we do now that has been taken away from psychologists? What's available to us? Okay. Question two, and why is that important? Question three, and why is that important? Question four, and why is that important? And lastly, question five, why is that important? And perhaps if you like, you can take it one step further by asking yourself, where is the evidence for this? Where is the evidence for this, meaning the last time you asked why that was important? So, okay, now let's look at some other points of view from the other perspective. Let's imagine some APRA practitioners may not be aware of the guidelines. Second, perhaps we shouldn't be imposing our beliefs on clients. Third, those practitioners who are promoting being vaccinated, etc., on social media like Facebook and Instagram, psychologists that have the frames around their profile saying things like double vaxxed, you're welcome, or who are actively speaking out on their social media against people who are not wearing masks or who are not vaccinated. Maybe those practitioners are doing so because they're well-intentioned and they genuinely believe they're doing the right thing. They genuinely believe that what they're doing by speaking in these ways is best for the community. Maybe these practitioners believe that they are being leaders in the community and that they are taking a leadership role by actively promoting the vaccination. Okay? So let me speak to each of these points quickly here. First off, each and every APRA practitioner is mandated to be aware of the regulations that they work under, and therefore their ignorance of those guidelines is not an excuse. Therefore, we can safely assume that all psychologists knowingly withhold information from clients when it comes to vaccinations and actively promote the uptake of the COVID vaccination, irrespective of the available science, irrespective of the best scientific evidence available at the time, and irrespective of their personal beliefs. Second, regarding beliefs, counseling and psychology are not about the practitioner. However, there may be occasion for self-disclosure. For example, when a client asks, did you have the jab? Or what do you think I should do? Or why did you get jabbed? Instead of sharing your personal beliefs about the vaccination, regardless of whether you're for or against or you've had it or you haven't, the conversation needs to remain, in my professional opinion, as someone who was a psychologist for 21 years, has been a supervisor for 21 years, a mentor for nearly 10 years, and a coach, focused on the client with the intention of supporting that client to make their own decision that aligns with their values and their medical history or background. Next, regarding the belief that practitioners advertise their double vax status on social media or that openly speak out against people who are vaccinated or who are not wearing a mask in public are doing so because they believe they're doing the right thing, to me and in my professional opinion, is highly questionable. Now that we know they're not permitted to say anything else, they have to say get the jab. They have to say do the right thing. They have to push the vax. It's their job to do that. We know that if they don't and if they say anything otherwise, that's even remotely, you know, encouraging people to see both sides, that they're at risk of prosecution, that they're at risk of losing their registration, that they've worked years and invested hundreds of thousands of dollars in obtaining. So what we know now about the requirement to promote that vaccination is that those messages that they're sharing about the vaccinations lack any credibility. They lack credibility. They're not credible. They're towing a line that they're required to tow or they lose their jobs. Not credible. Lastly, practitioners promoting their vax status and writing social media posts and commentaries that serve to shame people who have not been vaccinated or that are unable to wear masks is, in my opinion, not good leadership. In fact, it's not even ethical. I find it coercive and divisive. But again, we can't blame the psychologists. They're blameless. In fact, they're doing what they must do because they've chosen to remain working as psychologists in that profession under APRA guidelines. They're doing what they've been mandated to do. It's not their choice to behave like this. Which brings me to my next question. Who, I wonder, benefits from requiring all registered health practitioners in Australia to withhold information from clients and deny scientific evidence so as to promote the uptake of vaccinations? Who do you think that might be? And who is affected the most by these APRA guidelines? It's definitely something to think about, isn't it? And now let's bring this conversation back to counsellors, who are, thankfully, by the good grace of the powers that be, not regulated by APRA, but who are, thank goodness, a self-regulated industry. How can counselling as a profession benefit from what's unfolding in the industry of our counterparts? We, unlike them, are not mandated to actively promote the vaccination biasedly or be at risk of being prosecuted and lose our right to practice. Are there opportunities now for counsellors that we didn't have before? And if so, what are they and who could benefit from them? Mostly for me though, I'm interested to know how could our clients benefit from them? The strength as I see in this situation for counsellors is that we currently have an opportunity here to deliver transparent and authentic services to clients, whereas psychologists can no longer. The weakness of our situation is that the community doesn't know what it doesn't know, and therefore, by and large, trusts their doctor and their psychologist. The community as a whole perhaps may not question their health practitioner. They take the advice of their health practitioner at face value, and therefore, as counsellors, we will need to be mindful and super sensitive about how we approach this with clients, with our marketing, with our messaging, with the way that we connect. But there are opportunities as I see them. And this list is by no means exhaustive, and I'm sure you'll be able to identify other opportunities for our profession. But as I see it, some of the opportunities include our ability to be seen as authentic, transparent, and a trusted source of support, whereas psychologists can't be seen as trusted sources of support anymore. In fact, nor can our doctors, not knowing that they're biased, they have to be. There are opportunities for expansion and growth in all of our private practices now as counsellors to create space to receive those clients who really need us and who need us not to be promoting things that might not be the right fit for them, to not be shaming them and to not be pressuring them into doing something that may not be right for them, but to hold a space for them to work out what the right path of action may be for them as individuals. There are, as I see, opportunities now for counselling as a profession over and above practitioners who are registered with APRA to raise our perceived value in the community due to our lack of bias in holding these sensitive medical conversations when they occur with clients. There is an opportunity for the counselling profession to educate and inform the broader community about our role now and how we can help about the differences between the help they're going to get from a psychologist who's biased and can only say one thing, and us who will support our clients in exploring all sides, all facets, all perspectives, so that they can make a fully informed decision and provide full consent to get in any treatment. When it comes to vaccination conversations, now counsellors have an opportunity to provide a genuinely safe space for clients to openly discuss their fears concerns and hesitations that they may have around what's happening in the medical world at the moment. And it's an opportunity for counselors to establish ourselves as the authority in counseling. Now, I understand what I've shared today may be controversial, and I want to be the first one here to acknowledge that. What I'm sharing today speaks to the general. I understand that there are always going to be exceptions to the rule. In fact, I'm an exception to the rule, as many of you know. I retired from psychology after 21 years of practice as a psychologist because my values did not align with APRA. So imagine my surprise earlier this week when I noticed that my registration to practice psychology had been reinstated with APRA without my consent, without my prior knowledge, and without my approval, and that I was suddenly thrown under the bus of being required to actively promote a treatment rather than provide unbiased information to clients. Imagine how I felt knowing I could be prosecuted if I shared a belief that didn't align with pushing the vaccination onto the vulnerable community. And imagine my shock that I could be investigated and lose my psychologist as a registration, lose my registration as a psychologist. I mean, I didn't even want to be registered. That's why I retired last year. If I share information, whether or not it's scientific, with clients that's unbiased, that's not okay with me. So I understand that I'm perhaps not the only psychologist that feels like this, and I'm sure in the whole of Australia there will be at least one other psychologist just like me that has also left APRA and left the profession of psychology because of these APRA mandates. I'm sure I would not be the only one. I get that. So if that's you, I'm not talking to you on this podcast. I'm talking to people who may be psychologists, who, you know, are for whatever reason unaware of what's going on. And I'm also speaking to the counsellors who are unaware of what's going on, because I want you to see that this is your opportunity right now. You know, as counsellors, you are not under APRA or Medicare, thank goodness. Because if you were, you wouldn't have the freedoms that are available to you that psychologists don't have. So that's my episode for today. I think there will always be exceptions to the rule, as I said. Lastly, let's go out on a limb here, and I want to say, what if I'm wrong about everything that I've just shared today? What if I'm wrong? Do you know what? Perhaps I am. But if I'm wrong, at a minimum, at an absolute minimum, my opinion and my thoughts may have provoked some critical reflection in each of us. And so, you know what? I don't think that's a bad thing. If you're a practitioner who's identifying and can relate to having been that person that's all over social media saying, get jabbed, I'm double vaxxed, shame on you if you haven't been jabbed, do the right thing, double vaxxed, you're welcome, or even shaming people on your social media who haven't had a vaccination yet, or perhaps you saw not wearing a mask, and you identify as being that person, for now that's okay. But the point of this podcast is to get you to question, to ask, to critically reflect and wonder, maybe there are two sides to this story, and maybe you go and research. Then that's amazing. That's exactly what I want for you. I want you to feel expansion. I want you to experience critical thinking and reflection. And so to support you with that, I'm going to include the links to the APRA website so that you can go and read the position statement for yourself. And I'll also include links to other research and statements that have been made by other psychologists who are speaking out against the mandates, and members of parliament, things like that. Because as counsellors too, I want you to see that now is your time. You and possibly social workers are perhaps the only ones that are in a position now to create a trusting, meaningful, transparent and authentic relationship with clients. Psychologists cannot do that now. They are not allowed to do that now. Their ethics has been undermined by the very governing body that's meant to uphold it. Their therapeutic alliance has been undermined, but it hasn't for you. You still get to have a therapeutic alliance. That's what's available to you. And the sooner you realize that, the sooner you can speak to it, the sooner you can embody it. Okay. If you feel like you want to share this episode today, please do. I'm not afraid of any repercussions. In fact, it's a good thing to have discussion. It's a good thing to have critical discussion. And please, I am not saying, you know, I'm not speaking out for or against vaccines. I'm not speaking about whether they're effective or not. That's not, this podcast episode is not about vaccine efficacy. This episode is about raising the awareness of counselors of the valuable, important, crucial position they find themselves in now. It's a podcast that's also designed to raise the awareness of psychologists who haven't familiarized themselves yet with the APRA COVID-19 position statement and who aren't aware that they can't have a therapeutic alliance, who can't behave ethically, who can't provide, you know, a balanced perspective of things for their clients and who can't support them in doing that anymore. That's what this is about. Okay. So if you have questions, if this has made something rise up within you, please, 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 there are a couple of things you can do. First off, give yourself space to get grounded again. Okay. If your energy is all over the place and it's pinging around like a ping pong ball, take a moment to stop and do whatever you need to do to get grounded. Okay. Maybe that's going for a walk. Maybe it's sitting outside. Maybe it's doing some breathing. Maybe it's turning off the podcast. Maybe it's switching off your social media for a while. There's something else that you can do. I want you to really think about what we've shared today. And if you feel called to, click on some of those links and just have a look. It's not going to hurt you to see the other side. Okay. In fact, it's going to inform you and it will help you feel more confident in how you want to practice with your clients in a way that feels ethical, transparent, authentic, genuine, and aligned for you. And that can't be a bad thing, right? That's only a good thing. And if you're needing more support around it, you can jump in the Facebook groups. You can message me on Facebook Messenger. You can send me an email. You can talk to your supervisor. You can talk to your mentor or your coach. There's plenty of supports around for you. But the purpose of this episode is to expand your consciousness for counselors around what's available to you that wasn't available in the past and help you start to get thinking about how you want to approach this with your marketing, how you want to approach this with your messaging, how you want to let clients who need that safe space that they can't get anymore with their psychologist to connect with you and get the guidance and support that they need. Okay. So I know it was a big one today, wasn't it? A very big one. I hope I don't have to do one like this again, but I hope that it helps and I'm here for you. And I want to thank you so, 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 so much for listening and for just having an open mind today. Thank you so, 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 so much. And I look forward to hearing some of your feedback. Have a beautiful weekend, everyone. I'll talk to you soon. Bye. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Private Practice with Soul podcast today. If you're looking for clarity, if you need help with branding, your processes, and bringing everything into alignment with your soul's purpose for your private practice, head to the show notes and click the link for more information about the Private Practice Monthly Mentorship Group. You are going to love it. I can't wait to see you in there. Thanks so much for listening. Bye.